March saw retirements and positions being filled with new faces and growth in multiple ways. I'm Melissa Patrick with this rewind to March. New faces will fill important roles as Brent Carpenter filled the open mayor position and appointed Cody Green to fill the open council seat in Holmesville, and Samantha Weaver was named the new fiscal officer in Glenmont, replacing Marty Grice. Sugar Creek would also see a vacant council seat come up with the sudden resignation of Jim Parson.
I started out in Kilba for 7 1/4. I was at Holmes Fire District for 19. I'm at Hardy Township. And my plate was pretty full. I retired from the village of Millersburg November of 21. And so I wanted to be more retired.
I do bookkeeping like part of my job as it is. And I'm friends with Marty and her sister Linda. And so they talk about this stuff in like, you know, they're always talking numbers, like whatever. And you know, I've asked them enough questions, but I think it was more when Marty was like, well, who would take this if I have too much on my plate? And I live 4 minutes from Glenmont. My husband grew up there. So it was like, hey, would you want to try this? So I was like, okay.
Effective immediately, I'm resigning my position on the Sugar Creek Village Council. I'd like a motion to accept this resignation.
I'll make a motion. Accept.
In a second. I'll second. Roll call.
Sam Beachy?
Yes.
Mick Fanning?
Yes.
Jason Hampshire?
Yes.
Josh Jarvis?
Yes.
Matt Miller?
Yes.
West Holmes would see a big retirement with band teacher Mr. Dodd making the decision to retire at the end of the school year. He would speak with the students before announcing it publicly, but he says he'll still be around doing things and isn't going to slow down. But after 38 years of teaching between East Knox and West Holmes, it was time to retire from full-time teaching.
And then when the kids have plenty of time to come to grips with it. I know directors have just made the decision at the last minute and said, hey, even when I left East Knox, I sat down with the kids face to face and told them why. As I told the kids when I told them, guys, after being with me for a couple years, you're going to graduate. This time, I'm graduating. I'm going to become a member of the class of 2023. It's time for Mr. Dodd to graduate. That's how I told my mother. I actually said, hey, Mom, after 38 years, I'm graduating high school. So I told the kids, I've taught through both space shuttle disasters, and I taught through 9/11, which occurs a year after I came here, and through the pandemic, and just all of these things. It's been fascinating. When you look back on it, think of how many things I've seen in my career. I've had a very good career. I'm very, very happy with it, and I feel like I've accomplished far more than most directors are ever privileged to accomplish. If I didn't do anything else the rest of my life, I would be happy with what I've done with the kids. All four of my children have been in my band at West Holmes, and my granddaughter is the only one, my oldest grandchild is the only one old enough to be in band right now. And she is, like I said, they march eighth graders. So next year as an eighth grader, she'll begin to march, and I'm looking forward to seeing. And, you know, my wife, a lot of times I'll be doing something at the school and she'll be off with the grandkids and the kids and I don't get to go. And, you know, I want them to have those memories of Grandpa too.
West Holmes would also decide to add on to the field house thanks to federal money available using ESSER funds. Superintendent Eric Jerkovic says he wanted to have something concrete that would last for years to come, and this is something all the students could use as well.
Do a weight room and then another multi-purpose room on the other side that could be for softball, baseball. It could be a classroom if need be, just for all the athletes. And then eventually do renovations to the current field house to spruce it up a little bit. You know, hey, this is money that the federal funds that were given to us, and this is what the money went towards, rather than, you know, we hire staff and, you know, once this money runs out, you know, if we can absorb those staff through attrition, we can, but if not, then, you know, we're back to square one and we have to figure out if we're going to keep those staff members or not. So we just decided we wanted something concrete that, you know, the community could see that, hey, this is what, you know, that those federal dollars that were given to us, this is one of the things that we did with it.
Artists and athletes across the county signed up to be part of the first ever dance competition in Holmes County that paired an artist who dances at the Holmes Center for the Arts with athletes from both East and West Holmes. 5 couples competed against each other, with Team 2 made up of Kyle Maltrich and Chloe Mass being declared the winner by the panel of celebrity judges.
I'm just hoping to see everybody have fun and no stress.
I'm inexperienced, so I'm excited to see people that are actually talented.
Sitting back, enjoying
kids from all over the area getting together and having fun. And, you know, we'll see a lot of talent out. I'm the oldest person in the group here. I'm looking to make sure I don't pull a muscle watching them.
Feels amazing. I mean, there's no better feeling than hearing that crowd roar at you. But at the same time, you got your friends, the people that you've worked with for the past 3 months by your side. You know they worked equally as hard, so it's a bitter taste as well. So it's like sweet and sour, man. I'm so glad we won, but at the same time, I feel for everyone else because they put in so much hard work.
I feel extremely honored, honestly, because every dance was top-notch. Everyone had put so much work into it, and every single one of us teams like deserved it. So I'm extremely honored that I get to accept the award.
The group of applicants that filed for the technical assistance grant for the Appalachia Grant Program would see their grant approved. This is the next step to get the money for the final project. The $250,000 that was awarded helps them look at the projects and get them ready for the next steps for October, which included choosing a planner.
This allows us to be able to get planners and to be able to bring people on board to help the coalition and the screening committee to move forward in applying for the October grant, which is round two, which will be the $500 million that will be available for all counties in Appalachia. Bring it everyone together and see if we can match up under the umbrella. And so this $250,000 allows us to allow these entities, these groups here who have said we are interested in joining under the umbrella of the grant, to go ahead and start the process. We now know they're ready for something else. It could be another grant or another project that the county looks as, we need to do this. So this is really good, this $250,000. It'll actually allow projects that are needed proper planning. And anywhere when you're working on proper planning is, you know, you want those next steps. You know, you just don't get a funding by saying, hey, I want a project funded. You have to have funding.
Growing again was Koblenz Distributing, also known as Walnut Creek Foods, as they applied for another zone enterprise agreement before they finished construction from the one last year. The completion of this project would result in 9 new full-time permanent positions.
The addition of approximately 12,700 square feet on the south end of their distribution facility, which is located on State Route 39 between Walnut Creek and Berlin. Estimated capital investment associated with the project is $2.2 million.
We're glad to do it for them, and we're glad to have them here in Lawrence County.
It's good company.
Around the state, former Ohio House Speaker Larry Householder and former Ohio Republican Party Chair Matt Borges were found guilty of conspiracy to participate in a racketeering enterprise involving bribery and money laundering. Prosecutors allege that Householder orchestrated while Borges bribed an operative on the inside. Shortly after the guilty finding, First Energy would hire a new CEO in Brian Tierney. Norfolk Southern CEO Alan Shaw would apologize to Congress and pledge millions of dollars to help East Palestine. Ohio EPA Director Ann Fogel would also testify regarding Ohio's response. The Columbus Zoo and Aquarium regained its most important accreditation almost a year and a half after it was denied. The Association of Zoos and Aquariums inspected in December and gave approval in March after saying the zoo was much stronger after its restructuring of its animal care program. And the Federal Appeals Court ruled federal employees do not have to get a COVID-19 vaccine. With this rewind back to March, I'm Melissa Patrick.